Good morning, here are your local news headlines for Monday the 29th of May. Bishop Auckland residents have been invited to a public consultation event on plans for new affordable homes in their community. County Durham Housing Group has plans to build 12 wheelchair accessible bungalows on land in Howard Close in the heart of Bishop Auckland. The two-bedroom bungalows will be designed from the outset specifically to accommodate wheelchair users and would include features such as level access, wheelchair storage and wet rooms to make day-to-day life easier for residents. All of the homes will be available for affordable rent once completed. Featuring high levels of insulation, the latest heating systems and double glazing, they're expected to bring big savings to tenants when compared with older homes, particularly those in the private rented sector. The consultation takes place on Thursday the 1st of June at Auckland Youth and Community Centre in Walker Drive between 4 and 6pm. Staff from County Durham Housing Group will be on hand to talk about the project and show local residents detailed plans of the proposed new homes. A renowned poet and children's rights campaigner was on hand to offer a unique insight into how to support and empower young people in care. Lem Cisse, MBE, was the guest speaker at the annual Raising Aspirations for Young People in Care conference at Teesside University. Held in partnership with Northeast Raising Aspirations Partnership, the conference is designed to bring practitioners together to talk about the issues facing looked after children and how to improve their life chances and progression. Lem, who himself grew up in care, started the Christmas Day Dinner in Manchester, a community initiative to care for care leavers on Christmas Day. He said he was honoured and humbled to visit Teesside University and speak directly to social workers, foster carers and educational staff about the barriers facing looked after children. "It's a privilege to come here and share my insights and perspectives in front of a group of people who are in the caring profession," explained Lem. "I've been talking to incredible people who are working with incredible children and I wouldn't want to be doing anything else." There are your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.